Hello there. Recently I wrote a post called Who, What, and How Are You? About two figurines that I had in anthropology, and I have to deduce what they are just from the simple clue that they're from Northwest America. Now what I found out after a week of going to the British Museum, surfing on the internet, and reading plenty of articles enough to give me square eyes, I found out that these two wooden figurines were indeed toys from British Columbia in the 1800s. I found this out because in the British Museum there were similar sculptures that Captain James Cook brought back from Yakut, and they also were labelled as potential toys. Also, by methods of deduction, I found that they of course were not masks. I mean, Native Americans are known to create these huge elaborate personified masks of shamans, masks that when religious ceremonies, the wearer acts as a shaman in that he's able to mediate between the humans and the gods, giving them great power. But these were not those. You can see the huge differences in the PDF file where there are some images of the masks and the toys. I also found in the toys, if you have a look at the right figurine, you'll see that there are wide eyes, which are a symbolic reference to what's called the clam. Now the Klamiga turns out to be something from the Eskimos, where it's a eye of it's the eye of awareness. Sorry, and basically what they believe is, as a child, your eye of awareness is very open, in that you have a good sense of being, that you're quite innocent. But as you get older, this eye closes. The eye represents the universe, cosmos, or God, and essentially, it's been a fantastic project, and I found quite a lot from quite a little. Now you can hire me as a private detective. This is the first time I've used Audioboo. Hopefully it'll be quite cool.